Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything mindset, fitness and nutrition to help you with your goals. Today's episode is a little bit of a special one because we are officially, I think, 6 weeks out from Christmas, possibly 5 weeks by the time this goes live. So what I'm going to do is today's episode is going to be purely focused on getting you into amazing shape for the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, so that coming into the Christmas, you have all the training systems and nutritional advice and the supplements that you need that's going to help you get into amazing shape. So when you have your Christmas parties and you have all of those meetings with people that you haven't seen all year, that you're going to look your very best for it. So there are a couple of tricks. Again, the best thing is always to have a program, a plan, something you can follow, but I'm going to go over all the major tips. So I'm going to pull some things from my online program that work really well for people, and then some tips that I use that are a bit more shorter term as opposed to, you know, a 6 or 12 week plan, so you can apply them straight away and start to get the results quickly. So from a training point of view, I would put a major focus, particularly if fat loss is your goal and getting leaner. And again, bulking up is going to be different. I'm assuming that the majority of people are looking for a more muscular frame or a more lean and toned frame if you're a female. So I'm going to guide the episode on that. If you're someone that's looking to bulk up a lot more, you can take everything I'm saying in this episode, but you're going to want to bump your calories by about 1,000, 2,000 calories, just so that you're, because all these tips will still apply, you just obviously need a lot higher calorie intake. So from a training point of view, I would put a major focus on higher intensity style systems over the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. These systems give you a little bit better bang for your buck because you're in the gym. I'm personally an advocate of getting in and out of the gym in 60 minutes so that you're in, get your workout done, time your rest, time everything you're doing so that you're in and out within the hour. If you're any longer than an hour, assuming you're not like a high-end competitor or getting ready for a photo shoot or getting ready for something that may need you to add another 20, 30 minutes of cardio to the end of a workout, for 99% of the population, myself included, an hour, you know, 50 minutes, 55 minutes, 60 minutes max is going to get you an amazing workout. But the way to do this is going to be down to the system. Again, obviously, if you're a powerlifter or doing very specific style training, your system is going to be different. But if you're looking to get leaner and get into better shape so that you can fit into your dress and look nicer at your events or fill out a suit nicely with your shoulders and you've got abs underneath, then these systems are going to work for you. So I would, one of my personal favorites is a tension style program where you put a lot of emphasis on the time under tension on the muscle. Anyone that's been watching any of my videos over on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram, normally they're followed by a comment underneath going, and I've been asked this on my Snapchat Q&A, people asking, are my videos, do I slow down the movement for the sake of the video, or is that what I'm actually doing it at and the range and tempo I'm doing it at? And the answer is always, I don't slow anything down for videos. Everything that I shoot is literally somebody shooting my working set. So that's the tempo I work for. Normally, and this is the majority of my program, now my program's got different tempos depending on the system, depending on the version of the program you're on, and different styles, but the majority of movements are a 2-1-2 tempo. So 2 seconds on the negative, 1 second hold at the bottom or top of the movement, and then 2 seconds on the positive part of the movement. This is going to elicit more fiber tears. You're going to tear more fibers down. So the more fibers you tear in your workout on the specific muscle you're trying to work and exercise, you're going to elicit more tears, which means that if you're in a calorie surplus, you're going to build more muscle. If you're in a calorie deficit, you're going to burn more body fat because you're going to elevate metabolism as your body tries to repair from those workouts. So including a tension style element to your program is going to make a massive difference. And then to make it higher intensity, all you do is cut your rest back. So if you've been doing a 90 second rest period, I'd scale that back to 60 seconds, 45 seconds, in some cases, possibly even 30 seconds, so that you can get more done. You're keeping your heart rate elevated so that you're getting the best of both worlds. You're working within the hypertrophy parameters. You're tearing fiber so that you can tone up or build muscle. You're elevating metabolism because of the hypertrophy and fiber tearing that you're doing. But you're also keeping your heart rate elevated so that you're going to be able to burn more body fat and burn more calories. So you're hitting it from two sides. I personally like that 45 to 60 second rep range, and then using different systems within the workout to elicit a higher increase in heart rate. So For example, in my online program, there is drop sets, there's supersets, there's tri-sets, there's negatives, there's different styles and systems so that you're able to elevate heart rate in that sense, as opposed to just dropping back your rest period. But the same idea applies. If you're not familiar and not used to the partial movements or negative reps or supersets or whatever the other advanced systems are, a really easy tweak is just to shorten your rest period, because you're going to get that same elevation in heart rate, which is going to give you a better bang for your buck. It means you're going to burn more calories and tear more fibers and get your heart rate up so that you can actually burn more body fat as you go along. And then depending on your nutrition that you're following, you're going to get the desired body composition outcome that you want, assuming that your nutrition plan is built into your training program. So that would be my main advice, is bump up the intensity of your workouts for the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. Maybe add in some systems or drop back your rest and focus on tension. That's going to make a huge difference to your training over the next few weeks, and it's going to get you faster results. It's one of the reasons that people I work with, and again, there's loads of amazing plans out there, so find what works best for you, but incorporating things like tension style training, different systems, and a higher intensity aspect means you're going to get faster results, and you're going to get them really, really quickly. So then for nutrition, I would make a couple of tweaks and changes, assuming you've got everything else right, that you're not massively overeating on calories. Now, I have a little bit of a love-hate with calorie counting. I do think it works really, really well in the beginning because it gives you an idea and a baseline to work from. I have an issue when it becomes obsessive for people, because people will track it with MyFitnessPal or whatever calorie app tracker they have and will get very, very obsessive about, well, whether they're under or over in their calories. The reality is, at the end of the day, calories in and calories out is going to make the biggest difference to anybody. So tracking it does help, but you've got to remember from the side of a cortisol and hormonal level, if you're stressing because you've undereaten or overeaten by 5, 10, 20, 30 calories, that cortisol response and hormonal response is going to be more negative for your body than just had you eaten the 30 or 40, 50 extra calories. So there's a little bit of a trial and error and trying to find what works best for you. If you're somebody that needs to be strict and rigid, then it's worth maybe using one of these apps and tracking it that way. My personal advice for the majority of people that I work with, now in my online program, I've got it calculated, but that's for me to know what calories are going in and calories are going out. So it takes the guesswork out of it. But if you're doing it yourself, is make sure that you find what works for you. So if you are somebody that stresses a lot about your calories and, oh my God, I've overeaten my, you know, carbohydrates for the day, then you're probably better to work out your baseline, use it for a week, track it, and then drop it out completely, because that cortisol elevation is probably going to have a more negative impact on your fat loss or muscle building goals, whatever your goals are. This affects both, because if cortisol is out of whack, it's going to completely negate any, well, not all of the benefits, but a lot of the benefits that you're getting from your weight training and nutrition. So you want to keep your cortisol pretty low in all aspects of your life. And this is one you can control yourself. So know yourself. You know, one of my favorite quotes is Socrates, the ancient philosopher, and he just says, know thyself. So know what works for you. If you get really freaked out tracking calories and get massively stressed out because you missed meals or whatever it is, then I wouldn't track them. If you're somebody that needs that rigidity and that keeps you feeling better about everything, then track them by all means. The reality is, there is no one size fits all for anybody in any aspect. Even the advice I'm offering is what I know works for people. But again, you got to find what works best for you, because everybody's going to be different. But my advice would be is definitely use it in the beginning. Either get onto a nutritional plan by somebody or track out yours for the first week, so that if you need to eat 1600 calories as a girl or 2200 calories as a guy to stay the same weight and you get your deficit from training, you need to be in and around that range. Again, assuming you're using things like real food and avoiding processed food and really poor ingredients for your body, you're going to get a good response even if you're 200 or 300 calories over your maintenance. You know, I will regularly have people lose body fat in a calorie surplus because their hormones are so balanced out, their digestive system and their vital organs are working so well because they're not under extra stress or pressure from having to break down processed food ingredients, and avoiding things like sweeteners that are going to offset the insulin in your brain and give you really, really bad cravings, which is another issue in itself completely. That's a whole topic in itself. It's just something I would avoid. So if you're using things like Splenda, Canderel artificial sweeteners, I would massively limit them because they are going to upset your cravings. If you have your cup of coffee in the morning with an artificial sweetener and you're getting mad cravings at nighttime, there's probably a direct link between the sweetener you had at lunchtime. So because of the way it mimics insulin in the brain and offsets your hormones in your body, I would cut that, and you're going to find when you start reducing back your processed foods and artificial sweeteners and preservatives, your cravings just go away when you're eating real foods, assuming you're eating enough calories. If you're eating 500-600 calories, which, you know, hopefully this isn't your first podcast you've listened to or the first time you've listened to me, you know that it's something I don't advocate because you're going to upset ghrelin, leptin, and all the hunger hormones that regulate satiety, all the hormones that regulate hunger, so you never want to drop. The video I did on YouTube this week, I talked about how I've never dropped any client below 1,000 calories ever. And I've prepped people for world competitions and shows, for photo shoots, for magazine catalogs, and they've never, guys and girls, particularly girls, because you can handle your BMRs are normally lower, your metabolic rate is normally lower because you're normally smaller than guys with less muscle mass, so your calories are normally lower, and I've never dropped a girl under 1,000 calories. So that can kind of give you a gauge that there is a right way and there is a wrong way. In terms of my way, it's different depending on the person, and I'm not saying everything that I do is the best way for everybody, but there is a wrong way. You know, doing 400-500 calories every day is the wrong way. It's going to upset your metabolism and it's going to set you back. So my advice would be, in the nutritional point of view, for the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, is calculate your maintenance calories. You know, if you're 2,000 as a guy, 2,000 calories, 1,500 as a girl, you want to be eating around that range and then get your deficit from training. You know, there's other little tips and tricks you can do. Like, for example, my main issue in our main area that I cover in my online program is meal timings every 3 hours or so to keep blood sugars balanced. There's a little bit of an argument depending that food is metabolic and you'll burn calories eating every 3 hours, but again, the science backs it up on both sides, for and against, but there's no argument that it's going to keep blood sugars balanced, so it means you're not going to get cravings, means you're going to have more energy, and if you're training with a good training program, it means you're going to have more energy for your workouts and more energy through the day, so you're not reaching for sugary foods and caffeinated drinks as a pick-me-up because your blood sugars are so balanced. So the two changes I would make, if you're not doing it already, is calculate your calories, eat around that, and then space those calories so that you're eating every 2.5-3 hours, keeping blood sugars completely stable, and then eating real food. As I said, limit back your artificial sweeteners, your preservatives, your processed foods, and try and stick with real food. You know, the reality is, your body was designed to eat food that can be digested pretty easily. If it's got 50 ingredients and a load of preservatives to stay on a shelf for a year, that's not what food was designed to do. It wasn't designed to sit on a shelf for a year and a half. So keep that in mind when you're making food choices. Okay, and the last bit then is going to be your supplementation. Again, this one is very, very generic depending on your specific goals. But I'm going to pull out a few of my favorites, particularly from my online program, because it's my best indicator of what I know works for the majority of people, having been in fitness for over 15 years and having designed a program and tailored it and worked with, you know, with thousands of people at this stage, and knowing what works best for the majority of people, I'm going to list out some of the ones that I have that hopefully will support you going forward. Number one, and I talked about this in a podcast 2 weeks ago, vitamin D. Particularly this time of year is very important because you're going to be deficient because you're not going to have the same amount of sun and daylight. So your body's going to be more deficient in vitamin D than normal. This works for both genders. As a guy, it's going to support natural testosterone. As a girl, it's going to balance testosterone and estrogen within the body. And it's also going to support your immune system. So if you're not getting sick and you have a stronger immune system, like, the reality is, they always say you catch the colds. Like, you caught the colds because your immune system was run down, and that's why you caught the colds. People that have really strong immune systems don't pick up colds because their immune system is strong enough to fight it off. If you're deficient in vitamin D, you're not going to be able to fight these things off. So it's really important that you supplement it back in. In terms of dosage then, it's going to be very, very vary person to person. But a good recommendation is going to be 1 to 2 IUs for a girl, you know, 2-3 times a day, and then 2 to 4 IUs for a guy, 2-3 times a day. Again, it really varies. Talk to your doctor beforehand because you want to make sure that your levels aren't already elevated. And again, it can vary person to person. That's where I generally tailor it slightly in the program within the group on Facebook. and we work and I maneuver it with people in there. So I can't give an exact dosage because it is dependent on the person, but that's a good general recommendation for what will work best for you. The next one then is becoming one of my favorite supplements. Vitamin B12 is something that I've noticed has really impacted my life greatly in the last 2 months or so. Now, vitamin B12 is one of the most potent vitamins in terms of getting everything right on a cellular level. So if you're deficient in vitamin B12, you're going to have things like mood swings, you're going to be a little bit depressed, your cognitive function, brain function is not going to be as good. But when you have adequate levels, you're going to feel amazing. What I've started doing over the last 2-3 months is I have a vitamin B12 spray. I can't remember the exact dosage, but I use the 3-4, the recommended dose twice a day. And I found that just my cognitive function, my actual brain's ability to think has been so far heightened over the last 2 months. And even everything on a metabolic point of view just seems to be functioning better. Again, I tested it out and it's something I've recently added to my online program because it's one that I just found such a major difference in. I was like, this is something everyone's going to benefit from. And having researched even vitamin B12 for my book, I was looking going, this is the real deal. So it's something I would add in and it's going to massively support you. The last ones then are depending on your goals. So if you're unsure about supplements, I've got 3 other podcast episodes that are really going to help you. The first episode on fat loss, the second one on muscle building, and then I think it's episode 6 on everything to do with supplements. That's going to cover everything depending on your goal. So if fat loss is your goal, you're going to add in things like green tea extract, L-carnitine tartrate. If muscle building is your goal, you might add in beta-alanine and creatine. But the other ones are going to, that I think everyone can benefit from, is a whey protein and branched chain amino acid. And again, if you want even more information on those, go check out the supplement episode or episode 1 on fat loss or episode 2 on muscle building, because I go into much greater detail on what will support you there. But in terms of overall health for the next 4, 5, 6 weeks and getting your body fat down, getting a more lean or toned physique, depending on your gender, depending on your goals, they're the supplements I would add in. So your supplement stack is going to look like a whey protein, some branched chain amino acids, some vitamin B12, some vitamin D. And then if you're trying to lose body fat, you'll have some green tea extract in there. You'll have some L-carnitine tartrate in there. And you're going, if you're trying to build more muscle or just build a leaner, more toned physique, you may add in some creatine and some beta-alanine in there as well, because they're going to support you massively going forward. So that's everything from this week's episode. So over the next 4, 5, 6 weeks, depending on when you listen to this episode, you have a lot of things there that are going to support you really, really quickly and get your body to change at a pretty rapid rate, because you're hitting it from all sides. You know, you're hitting your training intensity. Like, quality over quantity is always going to be the best way to hit training. If you're in the gym for 2 hours, you're probably not training at a high enough level or a high enough intensity, unless you're a powerlifter following, you know, long rest periods. But if body composition is your goal and you're 2 hours in the gym and you're not doing 20, 30 minutes of cardio post-workout, you're too long in the gym. Your workouts are too long. You should only need to take an hour out of your day to get an amazing workout in, and then everything else is going to be backed up from nutrition. So get your tension style training done, bump up your high intensity by adding in different systems like partial reps or supersets or drop sets, or decrease the rest if you're unfamiliar with those systems, and then in your nutrition, stick to real quality foods, space your meals every 2.5-3 hours so that you're able to balance your blood sugars and have better energy levels through the day, so that you have a better life quality and you feel so much better in your workouts and have more energy in your workouts. And then add in the supplements that are going to support you, your vitamin D, your vitamin B12, and then your whey protein and branched chain amino acids, regardless of what your goals are. And then more specifically for muscle building, adding creatine and beta-alanine or L-carnitine tartrate and a green tea extract if fat loss is your goal. And for more information on that, check out, I think it's episode 6 on everything to do with supplements, or episode 1 and 2 on fat loss and muscle building. The feedback has been absolutely incredible on those episodes. So that's everything you need to do. We're on the home stretch to Christmas, and then we're back into our new year, which is going to be, you know, pretty hectic for everybody, because it's just such an amazing time of year with New Year's goals and getting everything started off on the right foot. So I'm really excited for that, but can't wait for Christmas in the lead up to it now. And hopefully these next 4, 5, 6 weeks will massively support you. Okay, so that's the end of the episode. Again, I just want to say a massive thank you to everybody who's been listening and downloading the episodes. The feedback has been incredible. And I especially want to say thanks to everyone who's rated the show. I check all the ratings. So I recognize some of the names from Snapchat and some of them from Facebook and Instagram. So I want to just say a massive thank you to you guys, because I check them all, because the feedback on there is how I kind of guide the episodes and guide the shows. So if you've taken your time out of your day to listen, I want to thank you. And if you've taken your time on your day to rate the show, I want to give you another thank you, because I cannot thank you enough for, you know, listening and rating the show, because it means so much. The more episodes and the more feedback we get, it means the more episodes we can put out. So I just want to say thank you for that. For more information on me, you can check out my website, www.briankeenfitness.com. That's where my blog goes up every week. And you can subscribe to my newsletter on my website as well. And if you want to follow me on social media, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram is all Brian Keen Fitness. And on Snapchat, BrianK019. Which is probably my most used platform at the minute. I open it up every day where you can ask me questions back and forth. So any questions that ever come in from the podcast, they come from Snapchat. And it's the most interactive of all the platforms at the minute. So definitely check me out on there. That's BrianK019. So thanks again for listening. Catch you guys soon. Keep killing it.